is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extra-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A new attempt made by a congresswoman to stop drunk driving. Democratic Michigan Representative Debbie Dingell is introducing legislation that would require all new vehicles to have interlock breathalyzer devices built in as standard equipment. That after a suspected drunk driver killed a suburban Detroit family of five over the past weekend in Kentucky. Dingell says the technology exists, but Congress needs to find the will to act. She called it a moral imperative to do everything possible to save lives, and she's pledging to work with both sides in Congress and the auto industry to get this change made. A stomach virus causing a Royal Caribbean cruise ship to return to port a day early. The Oasis of the Seas is to arrive back in Florida tomorrow instead of Sunday after more than 250 of its passengers and crew got sick. They're experiencing a norovirus-like illness that causes diarrhea as well as vomiting. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement the ship had over 6,000 passengers, so only about 3% of them got sick. But still, they're returning early to thoroughly sanitize the ship before its next sailing. And actress Verna Bloom is dead. The character actress, beginning her career in 1969, working until her final appearance in a 2003 episode of The West Wing, she died Wednesday from complications of dementia at the age of 80. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The Hunterdon County Weather Report for today begins with sunny skies and a high near 34. Northwesterly winds between 13 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low around 13 degrees. Northwesterly winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour, becoming light and westerly after midnight. Saturday, partly sunny skies, a high near 32, and light north winds. Saturday night, snow, likely after 8 p.m., cloudy with a low around 24 and calm winds. The chance of precipitation is 60% and new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. On Sunday, snow is likely again, mainly before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a high near 32. Calm winds will become northeasterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 60%, and again, new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 19. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. On Monday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 20 degrees.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit HuntertonChamber.org.
And good morning. This is Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, a host of your show and executive director of 100 and Helpline. Your call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year. What do? We meet the challenges you are facing for any need at any time, whether it's basic human needs, shelter, mental health resources, senior family and youth services, employment, emergencies, suicide prevention, shelter, after hours for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties, and compassionate listening. We are here for you, again, 24/7, 365 days. And we also have our own programs for seniors, the Telephone Reassurance Program, Friendly Visitor. We have Choices for Seniors Directory. We're about to go into our fourth edition. Literacy Services for Adult Learners Wishing to Improve or Learn English. And a Work and Activity Program as well. And today we're going to talk about our seniors, for the most part, persons with disabilities as well. But overall, it is a frigid day. And what we want to impart today is how to prepare for what is now bona fide winter with these temperatures being what they are. How do we prepare? How do we know that maybe tomorrow or a month from now, given that it's January, we're going to be facing storms, snowstorms, sleet, rain, freezing temperatures, and what does that all mean? While the information that I want to impart is for everyone, I do want to concentrate on seniors, persons with disabilities, and if you are not a senior or a person with disability, I'm sure you know somebody who could benefit from this and might need your assistance in preparing for a storm or for winter when they cannot leave the house because of these temperatures, because of ice on the sidewalks, etc. So anyone can benefit from this advice and information. But again, I do want to reach out to all of you and please take care of your neighbors. Know who is a neighbor that might be impacted by a disability, who might be homebound, who might need the assistance that we're going to be talking about today in order to be prepared and safe during the winter months. As I said before, 100 and Helpline serves these populations. We have the Telephone Reassurance Program, which checks in with our seniors and persons with disabilities throughout the day if needed. And just a social chat for someone who otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity, but also reminders for medication, reminders to, hey, have lunch. Meals on Wheels might have been delivered. Open up the bag and eat it. You know, really take care of yourself and don't forget your meds. Whatever the reminder is based upon that particular client, we call once or several times a day from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night to make sure that that person is following the regimen that makes them healthy and safe. And, of course, we also have the Friendly Visitor program where we visit our seniors at least once a week. We ask for volunteers for that, and if you're interested, please, 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 we have a waiting list. But here again is a social situation for someone who otherwise might be alone and isolated. And I started out, I've said this on the air quite often, as a Friendly Visitor volunteer with Helpline before becoming employed, and it was one of the most rewarding things I have ever done in my life. And so I encourage you to call Helpline and say you want to volunteer. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Now, that said, even if you don't want to volunteer again, during these winter months, how can we not only help ourselves, but help those we know? And it's very important that you have information. One of the things that we do for persons who are unable to go on the internet and register is help a person register for what's called Citizen Alert. And you get alerts from the county, from the Office of Emergency Management, when we are hit and impacted by a storm or other inclement weather or a power outage. And I encourage you to sign up for that. You can go to the Hunterdon County website and click on Public Safety, and you will see quite a big button that says Citizen Alert. You can do that yourself, or you can call us, and we will go through that process with you if you are uncomfortable working on the internet and so forth. What we also will do, if you're a person with a disability, is register you for Register Ready. And that's very specifically for persons with disabilities. And they go into a database so that if there is a need in the county, a crisis, power outage, what have you, they are identified as being a person in need. And that service will provide them assistance, check in on them, etc. So a little bit different from Citizen Alert. Everyone can register for that and get these updates. Register Ready is for that person with a disability who, in a crisis, in a power outage, or what have you, needs to be checked upon. So again, in order to do this, if you cannot navigate the internet, then give us a call at 908-782-4357. And I will tell you that we're moving into the storm situations. If you all recall, March of 2018, we had quite the scenarios of storms and power outages and so forth, and it was quite an impact on our county, both for businesses, for residents, individuals, and so forth. And so we want people to be prepared. We had a major call volume at that time at Hunterdon Helpline. What we want to do, what our goal was, to steer the calls that were non-911 calls away from emergency management in the county so that they could tend to the most emergent needs that did require police, EMTs, etc. And I do believe we did a great job. And we were also able to provide people with the resources without it becoming a situation where the county had to open up a shelter. We were able to divert callers who were in need of a place other than their home to various resources that would accommodate them very safely and efficiently and so forth. We also were able to tell people about charging stations, where to go in terms of businesses who kept their doors open for groceries, for water, for that sort of thing. We had folks who whose older members of the family needed to have oxygen, and we were able to provide that information. So it was quite a time, and again, very proud of our staff who definitely stepped it up and helped to minimize the impact on residents in our community. I'm going to come back with some more things that you can do besides calling Helpline during the winter. And first and foremost, on how to be prepared. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Mm-hmm. Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's show. Here Friday mornings, I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and we've been talking about how to prepare for this wonderful winter weather. Frigid temperatures at the moment, but January is definitely here, and we all know February always has wonderful surprises for us. So in addition to preparing by signing up for Citizen Alert, and again, you can do that at the Hunterdon County Public Safety website, Office of Emergency Management, or if you are a senior or persons with disabilities, call us at Helpline. And also, if you are a person with disabilities, a different registry, which reaches out to you during a crisis or power outage or what have you, it doesn't have to be a full-blown disaster, we will register you for that as well. And again, Helpline's number is 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. But we're going to talk in general first about how to prepare. One of my pet peeves, and I apologize if you're one of those people, but the run on grocery stores for milk, I understand if you have kids, and even water, amazes me when people don't have flashlights, they don't have batteries, they don't have the essentials. Very, very important. If you don't have a generator, yes, you should always, always not wait for winter to keep additional gallons of water in the house. Very, very important. We have a farm, and so doing without water is just not happening. I can't put the animals in the car and go find water someplace else, go to a restaurant if we don't have any power, etc. So again, this is preparedness ahead of time, not, you know, the night before you hear that something like this is going to happen. Because what does happen? We all run over there. We are bombarding, you know, the stores with our presence, and suddenly you see, you know, the dairy aisle is out of milk, or, you know, the water drink aisle is what, you know, depleted as well. So all these things, there's certain things that you should always have because you never know. You absolutely never know. In good weather, if for some reason there's an accident, whatever, a power line goes down, and the next thing you know, you're not going to be without power for a week or even more. Water, yes. Flashlights, batteries. How often do we look in that cupboard and see all these flashlights? We reach for them and realize, gee, the battery's no good. Or the flashlight has been sitting there with old batteries, now is crusty and not usable anymore. So please, it should be one of the first things on your list are those batteries, those flashlights. Very, very important. Even during the year, without a problem, if your utility box goes out and you have to go down to the basement and you don't have lights on, you need a flashlight. Very, very simple. But have the batteries. Always have the batteries there. Also, check your expiration dates. Also very, very important. If you're hoarding the water, which, again, we need water, check the expiration dates on those gallons as well and make sure that you definitely keep them fresh. Very, very important. What else? Obviously, we know bags of salt, etc. If you're a senior, you're not lugging bags of salt. So, again, as I said before, if you're a neighbor, please make sure that you reach out. You have a bag of salt, please do your senior sidewalk as well as your own. So let's go down some of the lists that we have here. Also, non-perishables. I want to give a shout out to Meals on Wheels, who in advance have a paper bag lunch, if you will, for times when they may not be able to deliver the meals because of snow, inclement weather, power outages, what have you. And so that bag is filled with cans of tuna, with juice boxes, with water, non-perishable things that don't require electricity. And that's very important for our seniors. But it's important for everyone. So make sure you also have those non-perishables, those cans of tuna or other food items that you can simply open up a can and obviously gain nourishment. That's really very, very important. So it's not just for the seniors, it's for everyone. If we talk about what are the most important items to prepare for severe weather for people who are older and with disabilities, one is that food. Again, making sure that there is non-perishable food items in the house so that they can get nourishment. Again, knowing that they cannot, if they have a power outage, just get in the car and, you know, run over to the Wawa. So food, making sure that there is an emergency section of the pantry. I say an emergency section because too often we think we have these items, we mix them in with our regular food items, and we eat them. And then when the crisis arises, oh, I have tuna. Oops, forgot that I, you know, ate that a couple of weeks ago for lunch. So try to make a separate part of your pantry that just has the emergency food items that you know you are not going to touch, and you will also update. If for some reason they do have an expiration date, obviously you don't want to be eating something that's been sitting there for X amount of years. So this way you know that's my little emergency stash. I'm going to update it. I'm not going to touch it unless I need it. And you want a 3-day supply of that food, okay? A 3-day supply at least. Medicine. again, extremely important. Because if your medicine is running out and suddenly you are faced with a situation that you cannot get out of the house, go to your pharmacy, what then? So always make sure that you've got 3 days ahead. 3 days ahead for your medicine. Heat and light source, again, important. Obviously, if you have to stay in your house, you don't want to sit there in the dark. That's why I said batteries, flashlights, batteries. I can't tell you enough. Heat source, if you know it's coming and you don't have a generator, and I say this very carefully, space heaters can be dangerous. Please make sure that if you're going to purchase a space heater, it is safe. It is safe. And when you plug it in, well, you can't plug it in without electricity. But if you utilize it, how is it going to affect the rest of the house? You need to be very careful. Okay, so some people have generators, others don't. I want to talk about generators as well. If that's going to be your heat source, your generator is supposed to be on the outside of the house, away from the house, okay? Please read the directions for all of these things. Please read the directions and follow the safety precautions. Very important. Don't just run out and buy something and then say, you know, I'll bring the generator in the house, God forbid. Follow the safety instructions. They're great tools, but only when used properly. And then in terms of being able to get around, you want adequate clothing and blankets. If you have two stories, the best thing to do is to stay in one place. So bring the clothing downstairs, the one room you're going to stay in, so that you have all these items and you don't have to go reaching for them blindly. Blankets, always have blankets on hand. If it gets cold, that you can at least bundle up. Layered clothing. Again, layered clothing. But in a place where you can find it. What I'm really saying in terms of preparedness is don't start looking for these items after the situation occurs. You need to look for them prior to the situation occurring. Again, have a stash of sweaters and blankets and so forth in a particular place so you can go to it with the flashlight on and grab it. Needless to say, you want rock salt or sand, if you can keep that year-round. So again, you know you have it. Instead of running out, fighting with all the lines of people who are also trying to get the rock salt or the sand or the milk or what have you, again, try to prepare ahead of time. So you're not at the end of the line and find out that the store has run out and you have to go back tomorrow. Snow shovels. It's like an umbrella. Murphy's Law, right? You carry the umbrella, it won't rain. Have the snow shovels available. Again, very important. Very, very important. For seniors and persons with disabilities, we don't want you to shovel. So if there's any way ahead of time that you can identify people in your community, who will come and shovel your path, your sidewalk, your front steps? This is what preparedness is all about. Because, again, trying to reach them on the day that the power is out or what have you, and they're struggling with their own needs, is not the day to do it. Let them know that you are on their list of things to do when something like this occurs, so they automatically come over and shovel your pathway. I do recommend that you don't go outside if it's not necessary. Do not go outside if it's not necessary. We don't want people slipping and falling. So if it's at all possible and you've done everything to prepare yourself, you should have the food, et cetera, that you need in the house to get you through a couple of days. Try not to go out. Also, because if your sidewalks are not good, the roads generally are facing issues as well, and you'll not know when the county or the township has plowed. Also, have a communications plan with family or a caregiver or a neighbor. Have that plan ahead of time, just like identifying somebody who will be able to come over and clear your pathway, knowing that you will not be able to do it. Make sure that you have a charged cell phone. Make sure that you have the phone number of a neighbor. Very, very important. We learned during Sandy when the landlines went out, few people had cell phones who were seniors or persons with disabilities. I'm glad to report so many years later that people know that you should have a cell phone. Again, really important. Now, I understand that you might not be able to charge that cell phone. Some of you listening might say, what's the good of that if I can't charge it, I can't go out of my house, etc. Again, that's why you want that communication plan. Because if you cannot charge that cell phone or your landline is not working, your neighbor, your caregiver, etc. knows that they need to come over, they need to assist you, they need to prepare in advance if they're not going to be able to come over. And is the house stocked with the things that need to be available during this emergency? By the way, there are radios that you can simply crank so that you can get through. Very, very important. NOAA weather radios. And they're always, always, always good to have in the house, or in my case, in the barn. So there are items, products, services that are available. But you need to know about it ahead of time. We don't want people panicking. I'm going to take a break, come back with some more things that should be on your preparedness list.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She was tired, she looked thin, I thought, thinner than her photographs anyway. A little unkept, but okay overall.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
The weather forecast for today starts with sunny skies, a high near 34, and northwesterly winds between 13 and 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low around 13. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming light and westerly after midnight. On Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 32. The winds will be not light and northerly. Saturday night, snow likely after 8 p.m., cloudy skies with a low around 24. Calm and low winds with a chance of precipitation of about 60% and less than a half an inch possible for snow accumulation. Sunday evening snow is likely again, mainly before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 32, calm winds becoming northerly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning, and the chance of precipitation again is 60%, though the accumulation will be most likely less than half an inch. On Sunday night, partly cloudy skies, a high near 19, and then start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 35. The temperatures will drop in the evening with partly cloudy skies to around 20 degrees. And you are back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. I'm Susan with Hunterdon Helpline, and we're talking about winter preparedness, specifically for seniors and persons with disabilities. However, everything that I have said so far and probably am going to say really affects all of us. We should all be prepared. We should not be making that, you know, last minute run to the store. Let's think about it. It's winter. These things happen. Let's be prepared. So, how to take care of yourself and others when we are hit with severe weather, particularly for older people and persons with disabilities. First of all, obviously minimize travel. We don't want anyone getting into an accident on unsafe roads. And even as important, to keep those roads clear so that emergency vehicles can get through to hospitals, etc., but also that emergency management and the departments of public works can come through and clear those roads and make them safe to travel. So minimize travel. You'll be putting yourself in a safer place, but also allowing for emergency personnel to be out on the road and take care of those roads so that obvious travel can resume when necessary. If you know someone, again, your neighbor, your caregiver, etc., offer to get their groceries for them. We have the next couple of days being frigid. There's no reason to go out. If you're going to the grocery store, please ask your neighbor if you know that they are homebound or older or a person with disability. I'm going to the grocery store. Can I get you a few things? Should I get you a few things that you can keep if we are hit with snow, which is supposed to happen this weekend? Hopefully not a big snowstorm, but it is, in fact, supposed to snow. Offer to get someone's groceries. We at Hunterdon Helpline, with a variety of different programs for our seniors who often are isolated, we also have the Volunteer Shopper Program year-round. So if you're interested in volunteering for that, where you help a senior get the groceries that they need because they are homebound, we would appreciate your volunteerism. And all you have to do is call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 for more information about how you can help. We've already said shovel someone's walkway. Let's make sure that someone who is a little insecure on their feet is not out there with a shovel, with ice, etc. Know ahead of time that you're going to go over there and shovel their walkway. Offer to walk a pet. Many of our seniors and persons with disabilities have pets. They're an important part of their lives, not just because they like animals, but we all know that having a pet actually impacts quite positively on our health, both mental and physical. So if you know that your neighbor has a pet, offer to walk the dog. Offer to make sure that if the lights are out in the house that you can help, you know, with kitty litter or what have you, because it's going to be tough to navigate those types of needs when there is a power outage. For the senior themselves, make sure that your walker is usable. Make sure if you use a cane that your tips are secure and won't fall off. Wear shoes with good traction. Everyone. It's not, you know, I mean, I have a closet full of shoes. I'll tell you right now, proud to say it. This is not the type of weather for stilettos. I don't care who you are. So make sure you're going out and you're wearing appropriate footwear so you don't go slipping and sliding. Really, I don't care how old you are. One good slip on ice and, my goodness, it could land you in the ER. So, again, a lot of this is common sense, but sometimes we don't think about it until it's too late. And remember, too, that Hunterdon Helpline is available 24/7, 24/7 year-round on holidays as well. So any need that comes up, any challenge, normally without a weather situation, without a power outage, you should be calling Hunterdon Helpline's First Assist. It is your first call for help, 908-782-4357. Why? Because we can help you eliminate the wild goose chase to find the resource that you need but not know where to look for it. We know. We have 1,500 programs and services in our database, and we can direct you to the appropriate solution to that challenge. So, again, remember that year-round, but certainly it should be your emergency number during situations like this. Very, very important. So what else? Again, we said minimize the travel. Be aware of your neighbor. Very important. Be aware of your neighbor and what that neighbor's limitations might be. And here's something that's very, very important. And I saw this on the internet, and I'm stealing it because it's something I don't think we think about, make sure we look to see, and that is, if your neighbor has not told you they're going to Florida for the winter, can I come along? Make sure that you are observant in your neighborhood. Is there a mailbox that is overflowing out of the mailbox? Someone is not collecting their mail. No lights on in the house. Could mean a loss of power. Do they need assistance? Their pets are outside all night long barking, or even inside barking constantly, which they normally do not do. And then also, they are not picking up the phone. And you should have that phone number handy. We live in different communities, and times have changed, obviously. But the word neighbor has not. And the connotation of neighbor is the person living next to you, who you can rely on. Not just for that cup of sugar, but for situations like this. And quite frankly, it's a give and take situation. The seniors doesn't necessarily have to be the only one who's receiving. They could also be the one giving. Maybe you're in your house and you haven't established that relationship with your neighbor, with the senior that's living next door, and you run out of batteries. knocking on the senior's door and saying, "Oops, do you by any chance have D batteries for my flashlight?" Hopefully that senior is prepared. So it doesn't necessarily have to be one way. Establishing communication and a relationship ahead of these moments in winter or even summer when we're hit with a heat wave and we get power outages at that point as well. We all know that spring and fall are not perfect here. We can get hit with a sudden snowstorm during either season. So make those relationships. If there's anything that is the most important when you're looking at emergency preparedness, make those relationships. And if you are a person with disabilities, make sure, even if you are on the Register Ready site, which we'll be happy to assist you with, make sure that you've introduced yourself to your local fire company or the local police department. Forge those relationships with your neighbors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And you're back to Hands Across Hunterdon. On this frigid day, I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and talking to you about how to prepare for these winter crises, if you will, when snow comes, when freezing temps come. How do we take care of ourselves and also our neighbors, our family that might be seniors and persons with disabilities? Always, 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 24/7, 365 days. Call Hunterdon Helpline's First Assist. 908-782-4357 for any assistance of any kind. Again, 24/7, 365 days. So we've been giving out tips on how to prepare for weather like this and emergencies and power outages and so forth. I want to talk again a little bit about water. We talked about having your water handy, gallons of water, in case something like this happens. And again, not running out last minute to the grocery store, but having it in advance in a separate place where you know where it is. You never know when there is a power outage. It doesn't have to be the winter. It doesn't have to be high temperatures in the summertime. Anything can happen. A power line can go down. She should always have that water handy in a separate place so that you know it's there, and check it periodically if there's an expiration date. But what about water in the house? When it's freezing and the temperatures are 15 degrees outside, how do we keep the water accessible? First of all, leave all water taps slightly open so they drip continuously. Not flow so that you have an overflow and a leak in your house, but just slightly open so that they continuously drip. Keep the indoor temperature, if you can, warm. Allow heated air near the pipes. Open the kitchen cabinet doors under the kitchen sink. You'd be surprised that that works. If your pipes do freeze, don't thaw them with any sort of a torch. Thaw them slowly with warm air from an electric hair dryer. Again, that means you have electricity, but if you have electricity, having an electric hair dryer in the house should be another safety item. If you cannot thaw your pipes, or if they've broken, you're going to use that bottled water you have stored or ask your neighbor. Again, the last segment was about forging relationships with the people around you. Don't feel insecure about it. Don't feel embarrassed. Believe me, it's a give and take. That neighbor may be able to come to you at one point and say, "Hey, I need a gallon of water. Do you by any chance have it?" This is what we call a relationship. Forge them ahead of time. Know your neighbors. Know your neighbors' routines so you know if something might be wrong or they're stuck in the house and unable to gain assistance. If you know in advance, fill that bathtub with water, because then you can use it for the commode and keep your bottled water for consumption. Okay, so fill those bathtubs with water and have a bucket handy. So again, you can use it for your commodes. You could use it for non-consumption reasons. In an emergency, and we've got a lot of snow, put it in a pot and let it melt. And guess what? You've got water. Boiling water like that for about a minute will kill most germs, but it won't get rid of chemicals found in the snow. So again, don't use that water for consumption. And let's talk about the car. So we jump into that car and we go and we say, "Oh, I can get home. No problem." And the next thing we know, we might be stranded. So again, have your cell phone, your portable charger, your extra batteries. What do I mean by a portable charger? A Mophie, where you've already charged that Mophie, and you can plug your phone into that, and obviously into your car charger. A shovel. If you get stuck in the snow, it's nothing worse than trying to dig it out with your hands, gloves or not. A windshield scraper. Do you keep it in your car at all times? You should, not just during the winter. Battery-powered radios with extra batteries. And remember, I told you that you can get those emergency radios that you crank if the batteries aren't good. flashlight with extra batteries. I've been saying it over and over again. House, car, wherever, have that flashlight handy with the extra batteries. In your garage. Water, we've talked about. Snack food, non-perishable food. You might be sitting in your car, stranded on the highway, waiting for AAA to get there for a couple hours, since they may be all over the place helping a lot of people. Have some snack food. Extra hats, coats, mittens, things you can layer up on. Blankets. I always keep a blanket in the car. I'm always cold, but it has come in handy. Chains or ropes, tire chains, can compressed air with sealant for emergency tire repair, all of those things that I will tell you, quite frankly, I don't know about. I'm the one that's dialing AAA. But it doesn't hurt to have those things handy. Booster cables. Always, always, always have booster cables. Road salt in the car with sand to get traction. Emergency flares so people can see you, or other bright colored flags or help signs. Always have a first aid kit in your car. Always. And know where your first aid kit is in your house. It's not just good enough to have a box of bandages, you know, band-aids in your powder room. Excuse me. Have your first aid kit. Road maps, compasses. Most people have GPSs now, but again, what if the GPS goes? What if you lose power? All of these things, very important. Reflectors. And again, flags, emergency distress flags. And what else? Water. Can't get enough of that water, but again, do not wait hours before. Have these items right there. And your medications. You do not want to be without your medications. So that's it for our show today. We're just in January. We got 3 more months to go. So you never know. Be prepared and take care of your neighbors. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline. Thank you for tuning in to Hands Across Hunterdon. Home Sweet Home is next, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're expecting more information on the discovery of a Wisconsin teenager who's been missing since mid-October when her parents were found murdered in their home. Jamie Kloss apparently managing to get away from a captor and seeking help yesterday from a woman who was simply out for a walk and then made a 911 call to authorities describing Jamie's condition.
She was tired, she looked thin, I thought, thinner than her photographs anyway. A little unkept, but okay overall.
Authorities expected to release more details at a news conference later today. The U.S. military pullout from Syria has begun. The U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq confirming the withdrawal of troops and equipment is now underway. The president ordering that withdrawal of 2,000 troops last month. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.